Right now, Wisconsin's agricultural sector has relied on immigrant labor for years. With an overhaul of the nation's immigration policies and laws a priority for the current administration, there's been some concern over the impact changes could have on the country's workforce.
Here in Wisconsin, the dairy industry in particular depends on immigrant labor. The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism recently reported on that relationship. Dee Hall is a co-founder of the center and serves as the managing editor. Dee, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
So how significant are immigrants working in the dairy industry? First, let's look at it nationally.
Well, nationally, it's a huge part of the dairy industry. There was an industry-sponsored study back in 2015, and it found that 79% of the milk that's produced is produced from farms that use immigrant labor.
And now looking at home, what is it like in Wisconsin?
It's also a significant factor here. We don't have current numbers right now for the proportion of dairy workers who are immigrants, but from everything that we have found out there talking to farmers, the fact that we have switched, we have graduated from smaller farms to much larger farms, that the need for workers is higher. And in fact, our hired workers, the number of people hired on the farm, is more than double just over the past 10 years. And that is one sign that these are likely immigrants is the fact that, you know, just the anecdotal information we have from both farmers and workers that the vast majority of those workers are, in fact, immigrants.
And immigration has been a topic that has been coming up a lot, certainly over the last 8 years during the Obama administration, but also now under the Trump administration. Was immigration ever anything that was factored in to, you know, for dairy farmers? Was this a topic of conversation, something that they were even considering?
Not that much until about the year 2000. So I quoted a researcher who was here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and she and some of her fellow researchers really tracked the emergence of the immigrant dairy worker in Wisconsin, and they kind of pinned it back to about the year 2000. It was about that time when there was a lot of restructuring going on in the dairy industry. Farms were getting larger and larger. Some of the smaller farms were going away. And at that time, farmers were looking around and realizing they were not able to get local people to work at the farms. The farms that had generated, the family farms that had generated workers for their own farms, they were going away. Of course, then on top of that, we have basically a rural depopulation that happens starting at around, well, starting before 2000, but we documented it in a previous story, from 2000 to 2010. The state as a whole grew at 6%, but about a quarter of the, or about one-fifth to one-fourth of the counties actually lost population during that same time, when that's pretty robust growth. They lost people, and they lost a lot of young people. And so that has that has really contributed to an overall rural labor shortage.
Yeah, so it seems, you know, with the sort of decline of the small to medium-sized family farm mixed with rural population loss, that this was kind of the perfect storm for both the industry, which has had such a foothold in Wisconsin since its founding, to now. With the latest report, you had said that there's some anecdotal stories. What did you find? How did you set out on this story?
Well, we've been covering this issue for quite a lot this year, primarily. Well, we began covering it in 2009. We did a big series of stories back in 2009 at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And then we decided to revisit it now because of the rhetoric coming out of Washington and the actions coming out of Washington to try to reduce the flow of immigration, because we knew that for this sector, we're the number two in the nation in terms of dairy milk production and number one for cheese. And this is a big industry for us. And we are a big part of the industry nationally. And we knew that even back in the you know, earlier 2000s, that there was a heavy reliance on these immigrants, and that has just accelerated, frankly. So that's why we got into it.
I want to get to one of the stories that you told in this overall piece. You spoke with a few farmers, one of whom was Tim Keller from Mount Horeb, who said not only can he not find local labor, but if it really came down to it, he would prefer to work with an immigrant. Can you talk a little bit about what his story is?
Both Keller and the farm that we sort of set the story at, the Rip Farm, which is in the village of Dane, both the operators of those two farms had a very similar story, which is that they have tried for a long time to get local people to work on the farm. The hours are long. You're out in all kinds of weather, from really hot to really cold to rainy. It can be dirty. It can be dangerous. There are long hours involved. And what they found is that U.S.-born workers are really not that interested, at least with the wages that they pay. And so, yes, he said, Keller said, I'd rather have a Latino, because he feels like they have been more flexible, willing to work longer hours, partly because it's kind of a matter of perspective. If you're raised in a country where there are very, very few opportunities and you're given this opportunity, this seems like a golden opportunity. If you're in a place where you can't really support your family, these wages, although some people might consider them low, are very reasonable. And when you come from a country like Mexico, where you have very few opportunities, and when you do work, you don't really get paid that much. So what we found was essentially a similar story across the state. We've heard this from farmers in northeastern Wisconsin, northwestern Wisconsin, central and south central Wisconsin, and they're all saying sort of the same thing.
We're talking to Dee Hall right now. She is a co-founder of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and serves as the managing editor. And she's with us right now to talk about the role that immigrants play in Wisconsin's dairy industry. And sticking with that conversation about American-born workers not thinking the wages are high enough, and then, you know, these external factors leading immigrants to come to Wisconsin, what is the labor aspect of that? What are labor activists saying about this?
So we did interview a man who's a longtime labor activist, and his feeling is that if the industry were to raise wages, that there would be a break point at which U.S.-born workers would come in. And there's a fear. He believes that by hiring immigrants in such large proportions that we're unnaturally driving down both the pay and the benefits that people in this field earn. So that's sort of an untested theory. We don't really know, because no one has tried to raise wages very, very high above the market rate. Right now, a place like the Rip Farm is paying like $11.50 to $12 an hour as a beginning wage. They also provide housing, which, of course, has some value. And, you know, there's opportunity for that wage to go up to $15 an hour or something in that category. So for some Americans, they would perhaps think that's too low. But again, it depends on where you come from and what your other options are. And for these workers, some of whom are very, very skilled in dairy work, they did that in their home country. This is a good opportunity.
And milk is treated as a commodity. It is regulated at the federal level. At what point is federal policy affecting this as well?
Well, the milk pricing system would take hours to even try to understand.
Sure.
And I'm not even going to pretend that I do understand it, except I do know one thing. The farmers really don't control it. Mm-hmm. And so their argument is, you know, we could pay our workers whatever we pay them, but the price of milk can go up, but it can also go down pretty drastically in a pretty short period of time. And we could be really trapped in a cycle, because again, it's hard to scale back when you're on a dairy farm. You have to milk a cow three times a day now, and you can't just sort of like lay off workers. These cows, they don't, as I think somebody in our story said, they don't take a break. The mm-hmm. cows don't take a break. They need to be milked three times a day, and so it's not that flexible. Other businesses can maybe lay people off and then hire them when things get better or prices go up. These farms are really at the mercy of whatever the price is that's set. And what they're saying is, given the current setup, given our overall national cheap food policy, that paying a bunch more money is not reasonable. Whether that is true or not, I don't know. Just as I don't know the flip side, if you were to pay a bunch, would a bunch of U.S.-born workers flood into the industry?
Sure. With the conversation about immigration reform happening now in Washington, obviously President Trump is in office now, and he campaigned on a pretty strong line on immigration into the country. Are dairy farmers worried in Wisconsin?
I think, yeah, they're definitely worried. Many of them voted for Trump because farmers tend to be conservative. But I found it interesting that our just retired agriculture secretary also favors changes that would legalize and normalize the work of these immigrant dairy workers, because right now we don't have a legal way for them to be here year-round milking the cows.
Dee, thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dee Hall is a co-founder of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and serves as the managing editor. She joined us to talk about a recent report from the center about how Wisconsin's dairy industry came to be so reliant on immigrant labor.